These are interesting texts in a way. They both have to do with leaders of the people. Moses couldn't take it anymore. And said, no, just kill me. Get me out of here. God sent, as you know, the next stage in this story is, he sends the quail down. And they go from there. The gospel is speaking about Peter's unique place, but also how it requires faith. Now, it's unique, but it's a model. You see, whenever we deal with Peter, in particularly Matthew's gospel, nearly always it's a question of faith. Not only in Matthew's gospel. You know, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed are you, Simon, because my Father revealed that to you. Then, at the Last Supper in Luke, Simon said, Satan has desired you to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, so that being strengthened, you can strengthen your brethren. So you can see that the role of Peter is to protect and strengthen the faith of the church. That's his job. And so here, when this happens, and Peter has the faith to jump out of the boat and walk, but he doesn't have the faith to last a long time. And once again, this famous word in Matthew, oligopistos, little faith. Well, we have these two leaders and the burden of leadership. Moses just says, I want to die. You see? And Peter starts to sink. And they both are helped. I think it means, among other things, that these texts just happen to come together. And they only come together in year A, when we're in Matthew's Gospel already for the Sunday liturgy, where we have this text, which is usually a weekday liturgy. What is faith? Moses was running out of it. Peter didn't have enough. What about us? You know, what is faith? See, faith, as I've said before, faith is a matter of the will. It exists in the mind. We believe, and that purifies our mind, and then we know. Huh? We have come to believe and know, it says in John 6. Or Augustine, believe that you might understand. Crede ut intelligas. But it takes the will to believe, to hold fast. Peter, it was okay. If he's walking on the water, he's strong enough to let me walk on the water. But he didn't hang on to that truth. You have to keep hanging on to that. You know, there's a big wind and here comes some waves. But the reality that got me out of the boat is the reality that can keep me walking on water. But you have to will it. So what's our problem? Prayer. Prayer is a matter of the will. And the reason we don't pray is because our wills are weak. What does the will do? It turns the mind to God. Now, I've observed something because I talk to a lot of people. And you see it in the lives of our great heroes of this 20th, 21st century. Prayer is often very dark. It seems to be a characteristic of our era. You remember, a reporter said to Mother Teresa, tell me, Mother Teresa, what is it like to have deep experiences of God in prayer? And she said, it has been so long, I have forgotten. So many others. In other words, whether it's because our minds are so shattered by the newspaper, the television, the radio, the whatever, you know, that the Lord can't use them right now. He can reach us at a deeper level and touch us. Or whether our prayer is a reparation for the willed non-faith, which characterizes most of the world. How do we overcome that? In other words, I'm saying, if you want a life of faith, be prepared to fight for it, because it won't come easy. We're not in that era. As I say, whether it's the impact of our own civilization. Can you imagine? You know, I lived alone in a hermitage for several years. And when I used to come out, I would be overwhelmed by the impact of everything. You know? Even sometimes airplanes flying overhead with a sign, buy Budweiser, or whatever they say. How can that poor, beleaguered mind turn to God? How can that mind pick up the Word of God, you see? This is why, in our age, I think the church has been graced with a deeper understanding of the role of the Word of God. The Word of God will cleanse your mind. And with a cleansed mind, you will experience God more deeply. But you've got to keep at it, like you got to will it. We can get so distracted, and every day can be so busy. And we can be fooled. And this is not the time in the history of the world when we can afford to be fooled. This is going to be a difficult time in the next few years. So what I'm saying is, you see, make sure you're praying. You're really doing something. We're busy, right? I think if we fight for it, we can get an hour a day. And I mean that. You got to fight for it, though. Sometimes the best way to do it, if you can do it, I don't know, I'm not as good as I used to be, getting to bed on time, to get up early and pray before the day starts. It's the best. What that means, getting to bed on time. Lately I haven't, because I'm so busy with these TV shows that I'm doing. I have to work a little late at night. But I'm going to try to quit doing that. In other words, I'm looking at these texts and saying, they're both challenges to faith. Well, if they're challenges to faith, then the theme is a challenge to faith. So we're going to have to fight. And I'll promise you this. If you stick it out, even though you're bored, something deeper is satisfied. You might not always pick it up, but it's there. And if you keep it up, despite the darkness, there is satisfaction. There is contact with God. And I think we're called to that because the world, led by Satan, has got a corrupted mind. And our prayer is reparation to bring it back. Okay. So let's stand.